AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Concerns continue about global inflation. President Biden during a news conference in Tokyo.
This is going to be a haul. This is going to take some time.
Biden adds that the United States is in better shape to withstand the impact of inflation than other nations. He also signed a trade deal with Indo-Pacific countries to strengthen their economies and offset China's influence in the region. Biden also said yes when asked by a reporter if the U.S. would respond militarily should China try to invade Taiwan. Water use cuts possible as California struggles with a record-long lingering drought. Here's Shelley Adler.
Mandatory water cuts could be coming to California. California Governor Gavin Newsom has threatened to impose mandatory water restrictions if residents don't use less on their own. That's as a drought drags on with the summer months on the way. Newsom raised that possibility in a meeting Monday with representatives from major water agencies. They currently have the power to set rules for water use. Despite calls for conservation, the state's water use went up dramatically in March by 19% compared to March 2020. I'm Shelley Adler.
Catherine Cat Massey was laid to rest as funerals continue for the victims of the racist attack on a Buffalo, New York supermarket. The 72-year-old described at her funeral as a tireless advocate for the community. Last year, Massey wrote a letter to the Buffalo News calling for action targeting gun violence in the city and other cities. Former Vice President Mike Pence campaigns for Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp. Former President Donald Trump backs Kemp's main rival, former U.S. Senator David Perdue. The state primaries are tomorrow. Stocks close higher on Wall Street following 7 weeks of declines, the Dow adding 618 points. Concerns about inflation weighing on the market and keeping major indexes in a slump recently. This is AP News. In his nightly address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky noted, in the 3 months since Russia attacked, more than 2,200 missiles have been fired and 3,000 air attacks carried out against Ukrainian cities and infrastructure. Just four missiles killed 87 people in a town north of Kyiv last week. More than three-quarters of the people who live in an eastern region before the war have fled because of the Russian bombardment. Veteran Russian diplomat Boris Bandarev quits his job with the Russian delegation at the UN offices in Geneva.
Sometimes you must do something to be able then to look at the mirror.
Reached by phone by the AP, Bandarev explains why he quit.
That is about my disagreement and disapproval of current policy by Russian government.
As for returning home,
I think if I have to go back to Russia, then the prospects may be not very pleasant.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.